You know nothing of the matter. That is all to be forgot. Perhaps I did not always love him so well as I do now. But in such cases as these a good memory is unpardonable. This is the last time I shall ever remember it myself." Miss Bennet still looked all amazement. Elizabeth again and more seriously assured her of its truth.
"Good heaven! Can it really be so? Yet now I must believe you," cried Jane. "My dear, dear Lizzie, I do congratulate you. But are you certain? Forgive the question. Are you quite certain that you can be happy with him?"
"There can be no doubt of that. It is settled between us already that we are to be the happiest couple in the world.
But are you pleased, Jane? Shall you like to have such a brother?"
"Very, very much. Nothing could give either Bingley or myself more delight.
But we considered it, we talked of it as impossible. And do you really love him quite well enough? Oh, Lizzie, do anything rather than marry without affection. Are you quite sure that you feel what you ought to do?"
"Oh, yes. You will only think I feel more than I ought to do when I tell you all."
"What do you mean?"
"Why, I must confess that I love him better than I do Bingley. I am afraid you will be angry."
"My dearest sister, now be serious. I want to talk very seriously. Let me know everything that I am to know without delay. Will you tell me how long you have loved him?"